Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. Hi everyone, this is Klaatu, and we're going to close out the Gods of Porphyra cycle that we've been doing with the last of the chaotic evil gods, Vortane. Vortane is the bringer of chaos, the corrupt one, Candyman. He is the god of corruption, addiction, and it says anarchy, and I have issue with that, because anarchy, strictly speaking, means you... without ruler, with no ruler. So I don't really see how a god of corruption and addiction can also be the god of anarchism. So I'm assuming what they're really meaning is senseless destruction. I think that that's what they're getting at. His worshippers are addicts, drug merchants, and people who like to destroy things. Alignment, chaotic evil. His domains are chaos, madness, travel, and trickery. Subdomains are deception, demon, insanity, and trade. His favorite weapon is the flail, and his favorite animal is the hyena. The legend of Vortane comes from a couple of different places, and there are different versions depending on who you're listening to. So Garana's Divine Record lists him as a refugee from the Great Purge, but Eshquala's Songs of Power condemns him as an upstart demon lord, crude and worthless and kind of disgusting. And maybe both of these things are true. Who knows? But he is known to invoke primal instincts of fear and passion and anger, preferring his victims destroy themselves in a never-ending spiral of chaos. And his main goal is to see everything crumble. He wants to see civilization crumble, but more than just crumble, he wants to see it crumble of its own doing, more or less. And I say more or less because he's in hoping to see the world crumble. Obviously, he's also helping the world crumble, so you have to kind of question whether he's actually letting it implode, or whether he's kind of fanning the flames, but that's for him to decide ultimately, I guess. So to aid his first worshippers in corruption, Vortane revealed secret drug recipes and drugs like narcotics. These concoctions serve two purposes within his church. Worshippers consume drugs to commune with Vortane. They believe that their hallucinations are a visitation to the abyss. Outside of his church, there's the drugs that they sell to people. So the drug trade is actually something that is implemented by his priests as a tool for sowing disorder among stable societies and attracting criminal elements. Ultimately, Vortane understands that order and chaos do coexist. He's a god. He understands the balance. He just happens to really like the chaos. He prefers to tip the scales in the direction of evil chaos. One of his main interests is clogging up the courthouses with lawbreakers, the mortuaries with corpses, his own domains with self-sent servants. Vortane's priests are predominantly clerics, but they are supported by bards, wizards, sorcerers, and witches. Clerics oversee the church's illicit drug trafficking and perform psychedelic rituals. Bards and wizards supplement these rituals with colorful illusions. Sorcerers channel Vortane's chaos into destructive energy, destroying their foes and prying law enforcement. Witches use their powers to concoct potent drugs and potions for the church's use. Temples of Vortane maintain a lavish public presence where drugs are legal to sell. Each temple is unique and chaotic in construction, containing stairways to nowhere, roofs at odd angles, columns supporting nothing. They're full of strange colors and thick incense. This all assumes, of course, that his church is allowed to exist. In some societies, they don't allow churches of Vortane for, I think, obvious reasons. In those cases, they typically operate out of shadowy complexes in the underworld, whatever criminal underground there is in a city. There's sure to be a church of Vortain. Spell preparation ritual for Vortain involves some kind of substance abuse, taking some kind of drug, and praying to Vortain. It's just, you know, self-destructive stuff, really. Religious traits, if you're a cleric of Vortain, include high tolerance. Constant exposure to drugs has hardened your body and soul against their negative effects. You gain a +1 trait bonus to fortitude saves made to resist addiction, and suffer half the normal ability damage down to a minimum of one when taking a drug. Ability penalties are not affected by this trait. Induced mysticism. Vortain's blessing allows drugs to renew your magical essence. Once per day, you may consume a drug, which if you're playing Pathfinder, you can find on page 236 of the Game Mastery Guide. It's a chapter entitled Drugs and Addiction. And when you consume a drug, you regain one first level spell you have already cast. You still suffer the negative effects from the selected drug, however. So Vortain is a little bit of a difficult one for me to get excited about. This is a very self-destructive god. He is all about destruction in a very kind of, I would say, sort of loathsome and pitiful kind of way. There's nothing to admire here. It's really difficult to kind of get into this. I think that if you're looking for a god who represents the complete failure of life, I think Vortain is perfect. If that makes sense. It's something where something has gone wrong. Life has let someone down, whether it's your society to blame, or whether it's your players, whether it's a family, I don't know. But I mean, it's obviously the embodiment of, we have failed this person, and they are destroying themselves, and in destroying themselves, they are causing society to suffer. It's an ugly, ugly thing. It's really difficult to deal with, and frankly, it doesn't really come up in any game I've ever played. It's just not something. I mean, maybe in a cyberpunk RPG, this could actually fit in really well, I could see. But in my fantasy, this is not something that I'm interested in exploring. But that's just me. Obviously, your world may very well explore these kinds of themes. It's really up to the GM and the players and your setting. So that's fine. It's good that this exists. It's just hard for me to be excited about it because it is just so, this descent of chaotic evil has been such a downward spiral appropriately. And it really has. We've hit rock bottom on this one, I think, which is a pity because this is the big finale of the Gods of Porphyra. So it's a little bit of an odd one to finish on, and I didn't really plan that out all that well. I think I could have possibly done all of this in reverse, started with the evil ones and get happier and happier as we go towards various forms of less evil. So yeah, it's Vortain. He's self-destructive. He wants things to fail. And I think that's probably the key word. I mean, destruction is one thing because there's so much in the world that you may want to see go away, but fail. It's just society has failed and people are hurting. And that's what Vortain is all about. However, that's not what this show is about. This show is about creativity and open lore. And that's what the Gods of Porphyra has given us. It's been a great read. I cannot recommend this book highly enough. If you enjoyed the series, then by all means, and you have $7 to spare or $8 to spare, by all means, go purchase the book from drivethroughrpg.com. It's really worth it. As I have stated in the past, there are other pantheons out there, but it's great to have a nice, solid set of gods, because maybe you love world building, maybe you love coming up with a pantheon, but it can get really, really complex when you look at all those domains that you have to account for. And sometimes it's just so nice when someone else has already done all that work for you and you can just drop it into your campaign. So thank you, as always, for listening. Thanks for journeying through the Gods of Porphyra with me. It's been a good ride. I will talk to you next time. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me
via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as not klaatu. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.